ஜனனிம் சாரதாங் தேவிம் ராமகிருஷ்ணங் ஜகத்குரும் பாதபத்மே தயோ ஸ்ரித்வா பிரணமாமி முஹுர்முஹு. நம ஸ்ரீயதிராஜாய விவேகானந்த சூரயே சச்சித் சுக ஸ்வரூபாய ஸ்வாமினே தாபஹாரினே. மை ஹம்பல் பிரணாம் டு மோஸ்ட் ரிவியர்ட் பிரபராஜிகா பிரேம பிரண மாதாஜி, ரிவியர்ட் சுபபிரத பிரண மாதாஜி, அண்ட் டு ரிவியர்ட் கீதா பிரண மாதாஜி. மை வார்ம் ரிகர்ஸ் அண்ட் பெஸ்ட் விஷஸ் டு ஆல் அவர் மதர்ஸ் அண்ட் சிஸ்டர்ஸ் அண்ட் ஐ எம் சீயிங் ஒன் பிரதர் ஆல்சோ தியர். ஸோ டு ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் ஹூ ஹேஸ் அசெம்பிள்ட் ஹியர், I am really feeling very happy to be with you after a long time. I had come here last in 2005 with most revered Shraddha Pranamataji. Revered Geeta Pranamataji asked me to share with you my reminiscences of most revered Moksha Pranamataji and most revered Shraddha Pranamataji. It is natural, a very hard task to tell anything about such a great spiritual personalities, but I am trying to carry her request. It is Holy Mother's blessing and grace that I could serve a little bit to this great personalities, and the serve what I serve, it was accepted by them. I'm really blessed. Mataji is most revered Moksha Prana Mataji's unique spiritual life was entirely concentrated on the holy feet of Sri Ramakrishna and Holy Mother. She would always try to awaken that feeling within us as well. She used to say, "Believe me, Sri Ramakrishna and Sri Sharada Devi are always with you. You always should try to keep a close mental connection with them, no matter what you are doing." Her life was a flawless illustration of Swamiji's description of a karma yogi. From the worship of Sri Ramakrishna in the shrine to tilling the garden, she did every piece of work joyfully in the spirit of worship. She continuously inspired us to perform enthusiastically all the works which are assigned to us. Sannyasinis and brahmacharinis often have to go to other branches of the mutt. Leaving the mutt is also very painful. It is particularly difficult to leave the serene spiritual atmosphere of the mutt and the rare holy company of the elders and their loving care. Knowing this, Mataji would firmly guide us. "Do you think Sri Ramakrishna Dev and Sri Sharada Devi are not where you are going? It is because they called you that you were able to come to their order. Now why do you find it difficult to do their work?" Mataji did her utmost to implant the conviction firmly in our minds that the order was the body of Sri Ramakrishna. Whenever she sent any written instruction to any monastic member, usually she would sign it as servant of the Sangha, Sangha Shevika. So humble she was. Mataji used to keep an observant eye on cleanliness and orderliness. She at all did not approve any disorderliness. If a picture was hung slightly crude, she would want it to be straightened immediately. She would say, "Look, Sri Ramakrishna Dev does not like untidiness. If you concentrate on him in the right manner, you will never be absent-minded. There will be less mistakes." While walking on the mud premises, she would observe whether the paths and gardens were clean and properly maintained. If there were dry leaves or flowers on the plant, she would remove them herself. She would say, "It is our joint responsibility to see that the garden of Sri Ramakrishna and Mother is kept clean." Mataji's love of knowledge was remarkable. She not only used to read spiritual literature, but also different type of books, including children's storybooks. Her life was based on renunciation and dispassion. Mataji never kept any unnecessary or extra articles for her own use and advised us as well to do the same. One day, she called a novice. This was Prabrajika Bhashwar Prana Mataji, who was the ex-principal of our Vivekananda Vidya Bhavan College. Then she was a novice, and she called her and asked her to accompany her as she would go to our Baripada center. Mataji took a small bundle wrapped with a towel along with her. They went by a rickshaw. Seeing Mataji taking a small bundle, the novice became very surprised. She told Mataji, "Why are you not carrying your belongings in a bag? You are a president of our order." With a smile, Mataji replied, "You are right. The president of the Sharda Math, this should be written on that bag. And now onwards, respect the bag as a president." Then she had said, "If you can make your life simple, you will get more joy and peace." That day's experience and Mataji's advice left a deep impression on that novice. She believed that everything in the mud belongs to Sri Ramakrishna. She could not tolerate any waste or misuse of anything. To write a draft letter, she asked us to open up an old envelope and write on the inside. If a letter was being delivered, she would use an old envelope and have the name and address rewritten on it. Once, a devotee was in a very problem in her life and she wrote a letter to Mataji. Mataji replied, "Divine grace does not necessarily mean the removal of our troubles, but it always gives the devotee a wonderful mental pause and strength to pass through all trials and difficulties, makes him purer in mind, and enables him to feel the divine presence, which brings an inner peace even in the midst of greatest suffering. The foundation of community life is mutual respect." Mataji would say, "You will live together happily by loving each other. If anyone comes to you to her to complain about someone. Sometimes she would repeat the lyrics of a Bengali song, the gist of which was, "O Mother Shyama, it is no one's fault but mine, for I drown in the water which I myself have dug out." She left for us a unique and a model life. Outwardly, mostly we are Shraddha Pranamataji, maintain a stern and serious look, but she was very loving hearted and had a great feeling for others. When she was in Sister Nivedita school, she earned from her students the nickname Singhini, means lioness. However, this totally changed when she became the president of the organization in 1999 after the Mahasamadhi of most revered Prabhrajika Moksha Prana Mataji. Her monastic name, Prabhrajika Shraddha Prana, was really appropriate for her. She had, by nature, Shraddha, or respect for and trust in all. She was known for the Catholicity of her outlook and the nobility of her heart. Her literacy and aesthetic sense, as well as her sense of humor, would be appreciated by all who came close to her. The Sangha was to Mataji her very life. This spiritual organization has been founded on the life and teachings of Sri Ramakrishna, Sri Sharada Devi, and Swami Vivekananda, and the other direct disciples. She used to say, "The sadhus of Belur Math established such a big mat for us. What have we done for it? We have to try our utmost to preserve the purity and spirituality of this mat. May we hold on the truth to dharma. May we respect and honor one and all. In our behavior, let us not express even a shadow of egoistic pride that we are highly advanced." Once a devotee asked Mataji, "What is meant by remembrance of God?" She replied, "It is not like remembering a subject of study in the examination hall. It means lifelong, constant remembrance while eating, walking, lying down. To think of God all the time." She often told devotees, "Remember these three things. Maya and Thakur are always with you." Holy Mother said, "Do not see others fall. Householders should live in harmony, adjusting one another in the family." She was indeed a great administrator, looked like a commander, and yet she was also very generous and forgiving. A great intellectual and an orator, her very presence commanded respect. Whenever she spoke, people listened with rapt attention, mesmerized by her magnetic personality. Once she said that Swami Vishuddhanandaji Maharaj had several times told them of Thakur's humility. "God has everything, but how is it that he is humble? Who is greater than he? To teach humility, he comes as incarnation. They teach us how to consider the great as greater and to think of oneself as small. Let us learn to be humble." She only told this. Unique was her sense of humor. Once someone asked her, You people live in comfort. What have you renounced? The immediate reply was freedom and faith. Once you went to address a gathering on some occasion, there were several children in the audience and making a good deal of noise. When her speech was over, one lady came to her and congratulated her, saying, "What a wonderful speech." Shraddha Pranamatiji asked her, "Tell me, what did I say in the speech?" The lady replied, "There was so much noise, I couldn't hear at all." She listened to all, empathized with all, and refused none. Who can understand the ways of the extraordinary people who are as hard as thunderbolt and as soft as a flower? Remembering their great inspiring lives, I only can utter a few lines from a famous Bengali song. I stayed so long near you, was close to you, and wandered near you. Yet I concede my defeat. I could not recognize you. Jai Ma Namaste.